It was later that night, while I was getting ready to head home, that the shift manager came up to me, asking for a favor.
You want me to do what?
I need you to cover for Vanessa tonight. She suddenly came down with something and cannot come in tonight.
Okay, but why me? You do realize that I'm a technician and a day shift guard, right? And what about the other night shift guards? Can't they do it?
I know you're a day shift guard, but I have no other choice but to ask you. There is no one else available to take this shift. Everyone else either has a day off or some other business that left them unavailable. Look, I know you'd rather be anywhere else after hours. I can agree, but hear me out. I'll pay you double under the table if you just cover for tonight. One night, that's it. How does that sound?
I guess if I'm getting paid extra for this, then fine. But don't get upset if I pass out or something, since I'll be staying up for 24 hours to do this job.
I'll try not to. Anyways, here are the keys for the night guard security passes. You'll need these when you're doing your rounds. Have a good night.
Thank you, manager. I'll do my best. Alrighty. Might as well head over to the office and get the night over with. This job is even more boring at night. All there is to do is check these cameras and walk around when a staff bot is acting up so I can fix it. When half the time, they just bump into a wall and fall over and need picking up. Alright. No staff bots need fixing so far. Seems like Sun and Moon, or rather just Sun, is doing okay. And let's check in on the main gang real quick. See how they're doing. Since it's late, they should be in their charging stations? What the?
Wow, Monty. I'm impressed. You managed to keep your room all nice and clean for a whole week. I am so proud of you.
Well, I had to make sure the place is fit for you, Dollface.
Oh, come on now. You're making me blush talking like that.
Blush? But you're a robot. You can't blush. Just what's going on here?
Maybe I like making y'all blush, Dollface. Maybe I like the way your body seems to tremble and your fans kick into high gear every time I sweet talk you.
Well, I guess I can't deny it. I like it when you sweet talk me. Along with some other things you do to me.
Is this going where I think it's going? But they're robots! Animatronics made for kids! How could they possibly have the parts for...
You implying what I think you're implying, Dollface?
Why don't you come over here and find out, big guy?
Get over here, Chica.
There is no way this is actually happening. There is no way that these guys are... Wait. Please tell me she isn't doing anything with Freddy or something. Oh, thank God, she's alone. Wait a minute. What is she...
Ugh.
Oh, Roxy, you feel so good. You truly are the best animatronic out of everyone else. Your pussy is like a dream. Oh, thank you. I am the best. The absolute best. Oh, yes.
Oh, come on, seriously? What is with these guys? Are they in heat or something? Why are they all getting it on tonight of all nights? And why the hell has nobody explained this to me, that this is something that happens? Wait a sec. If these guys can do this sort of thing, does that mean that Freddy... Oh, hell no! No way am I thinking about that! Come on! Work with me here! I don't want to keep watching or listening to this! This is... sickening!
Excuse me, Miss Technician, or, Miss Nightgarn. I wanted to check in on you and say hello. May I come in?
Shit! Hang on! I'm a little busy at the moment. Just give me, like, 5 minutes. Oh, shit. What do I do? I can't let Freddy see me watching this smut.
Miss Nightgarn, is something the matter? You sound distressed.
I'm fine. Just give me a moment, please. Come on, turn off your stupid cameras. Turn off.
Miss Nightgarn, your heart rate has picked up quite a bit. And you seem rather agitated. Are you okay? Should I take you to the first aid station?
No! I keep telling you I'm fine! Just give me 10 seconds! Just 10 seconds, Freddy!
I'm sorry, Miss Nightgarn, but I am programmed to make sure everyone, adult and child alike, are safe and sound. So I must come in and take you to the first aid station. I must be certain you're okay.
Wait! Stop! Don't come in!
Miss Nightgarn, worry not, for I am here now. Are you alright? Miss Nightgarn, this is rather inappropriate to be watching you now.
I am well aware of that, Freddy! I'm not purposely watching them have doing stuff like that! I've just been trying to turn the cameras off, but I can't figure out which button turns them all off!
There we are! Does that help?
Yes. Thank you, Freddy. For the help, I mean.
Of course, Miss Nightgarn. Anything for you.
Anyway, what are you doing here?
I wanted to check in on you, since I heard you would be our nighttime security guard for the night. I figured you must be tired and rather bored working here all by yourself. I thought you'd want some company.
It's fine. You don't need to keep me company, Freddy. You need to charge anyways, so keeping you here all night with me would be... an inconvenience.
Are you sure? I really do not mind staying with you all night.
I said I'm fine, Freddy. Just please leave me alone.
Miss Nightgarn, is this about what happened 3 years ago? The bite of 2027?
Do not bring that up!
But isn't that the reason you are always so upset around me? I know the old technician, Mr. Sean, meant a lot to you, but...
Never mention his name! I swear, I've been nothing but nice for the sake of being respectful and keeping the peace, but you are driving me absolutely insane! Just please, for the love of God, leave me alone! I do not like you. I don't want anything to do with you. It's because of you that I will never see the love of my life again. So just do me a favor and leave me alone!
I see. I never meant to upset you this much, Miss Nightgarn. I promise I'll leave you alone unless work requires it. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry too. I didn't mean to snap at you like that. It's just been hard since he passed. I know it's not entirely your fault. It was an accident, but it's just hard. Just please leave me alone for now. Just for a little while.
Okay, I'll leave you be. Please take care of yourself, Angel.
What? What did you just say?
I believe I said Angel. But I am not sure why. Why did I call you that?
Freddy?
Why did I call you by that name? And why does it seem so familiar? I just can't seem to recall it.
How could he have possibly known about that nickname? There is no way he could have overheard Sean call me that. Could he? No. He couldn't. Unless he's... No. He couldn't be. But there's no other way he can know about that nickname. Maybe if I show him the ring. I kept it all this time out of respect for Sean, so maybe if it's really him, he'll recognize it? It sounds crazy, but maybe it's worth a try. Just a try. Hey, may I ask you something, Freddy?
Yes, Angel? I mean, Miss Nightguard? Why on earth do I keep calling her by that name? And why do I feel so strange when saying it? My stomach hatch feels fuzzy, like it is vibrating, but not quite. And what is this sensation in my sensors? Is this what humans refer to as affection? But why would I feel such strong emotions for her?
I can't believe I'm asking this. But does this mean anything to you?
Wait, that's my ring.
Get on in front, John Danny. Angel, Frank Danny, Frank Broken.
Yes, oh God, Brad Beer. Freddy, are you alright? Careful, slice
of pizza, fiber, novelty, pretty fast, what?
Oh shit! What have I done? Did I break him? Oh no! The higher ups are gonna kill me!
What happened? Wait, is that you, Danny?
Yes? Are you feeling any better, Freddy? Anything wrong in your mainframe that I need to check? Whoa! What? Freddy, what are you doing? Wait. Are you crying? You can cry?
Oh, Danny. I've just missed you so much.
Freddy, it's okay. I'm okay. Look, if this is about me snapping earlier, I'm sorry. But there's no need to cry over
me. It's not that. It's me, my angel.
Wait. Are you? No way. It can't be. You've got to be messing with me.
It is me, my angel. It's me. I'm back. I've been trying for so long to reach you, but I never could. I am so, so sorry for leaving you alone for so long. But I'm here. I'm here, and I'm never leaving you alone again.
It really is you. Isn't it, Sean? It is you in there, right?
It is. It's me, Sean. I've missed you so, so much, my angel.
I've missed you too. I've missed you so, so much. I thought I lost you forever, Sean.
Shh. I know. But I'm here now, Danny. Now and forever.
I just can't believe it. All this time, it's been you in there. And, oh God, I said so many horrible things to you earlier when you were just trying to reach me. Oh God, I really am the worst.
Now don't say that, Danny. You didn't know it was me, but perhaps I should have tried harder to reach you. Maybe if I had reminded you of what I had planned to do the night I passed, with me popping the question, making you my wife, maybe going to dinner after followed by me taking you, and maybe making you my little good girl all night long.
You... You are such a dork, Sean.
I may be a dork, but I'm also the guy who can get you screaming my name in just a few seconds flat.
Oh, you big pervert. If I didn't believe it was really you in there before, I certainly do now.
So, you'd only believe it were me if I told you how badly I craved you and your body, my angel?
Maybe. Maybe not. It depends on how you'd word it, sweet... ...ness. Oh my...
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just... It's been so long since we talked and, well... I couldn't help but imagine you underneath me again, caressing that beautiful body of yours, and making you scream for me.
You're really actually horny right now, aren't you?
Was it not obvious by my cock getting hard for you?
It's just hard to believe that you guys have those kinds of parts. I mean, Christ, why do you even have a cock?
Well, the higher-ups figured I'd be a good stress reliever for Monty at first. A way for him to stop trashing everything. Then they gave all of us those parts, and deciding they were going to open a more adult-orientated part of the Pizzaplex soon.
So, wait, that means... You'll have to do... You'll be having... with other people?
Sadly, yes. But please know that no matter what happens, I am still all yours, Danny. You and only you are my most precious angel.
Then... prove it.
What?
Prove to me that I'm still all yours. By... keeping your promise. The one you made the day that you died.
Danny, are you sure? After everything you've been through, are you sure you want to with me like this?
Please, Sean. Freddy, whoever you are now, I don't care. Just, please. Make love to me, just like you used to. I want all of this.
Danny.
I want all of this inside of me.
In that case, why don't we take this back to my room?
Oh, come on. We can do it here, can't we? I mean, we've done it in much weirder places before, haven't we?
Well, yes, we have. You had a point earlier about me needing to recharge. And I may need a few minutes in a charging station before we can proceed with this. If that is all right with you, Danny.
In that case, lead the way to your room, big guy.
Gladly, my angel. Oh, much better. Now I feel much better than before.
So, would you say you're all ready for me?
I've never been more ready for anything in my life, my angel. So be honest. How often did you masturbate while I was gone? While you were missing me?
I'll admit, I did it a lot. All I could think about was you and being with you again.
Sean, oh,
I missed you so much. I'd touch myself nearly every night thinking about you, and how you used to pleasure me. With those hands, those fingers, your mouth and tongue, everything.
Really now? Well then, tell me what you would have done for me that night, the night we planned to do it.
Well, I did have a special piece of lingerie that I bought for you. I had planned to show it off that night. But maybe I can bring it here to show off at some point.
That had better be a promise made, superstar.
I'll be sure to bring it with me the next time I get the night shift.
What shall I start with first, Angel?
I don't care what. Just please. Please touch me, Sean. Anywhere is fine. I just want you again.
If you insist. Still as sensitive as ever, I see. Tell me. No one else has seen you like this. Or touched you in any way, right? You haven't let another person claim you, right?
No. I couldn't. I could never replace you. You're the only one for me, baby. The only one.
That's good. After all, to share what is mine with another person. I'm the only one who deserves to touch you like this. To see you grovel and whine and shiver underneath me as I make you moan.
Sean, please, please touch me more.
Touch you where? You need to use your words for me, Angel. Otherwise, I cannot help you.
Please don't tease me like this. You know where I want to be touched, you big jerk.
Oh? Well, with that attitude, attitude. Maybe I won't continue at all.
No, please. Don't go. Just, please touch me.
What was that, Angel? I didn't quite catch that.
Please touch my pussy. Please touch me there. Just please do it.
Good girl.
Hey! My uniform!
I'll get you another one. Just, I need to.
Yes, keep doing that. Don't stop. Why did you stop? come here already and put that thing inside me.
All right, but be ready, because I'm much bigger than I was before.
That's what I'm hoping for, big guy.
Such a horny girl. You deserve to be punished.
Yes! Yes!
Let me go with your cock! Stop my slutty pussy master!
regarding this.
Huh? My ring?
Would you have said yes to me that day?
Of course I would have said yes to you, Sean. Why do you think I kept it?
Then say it.
What are you...
Say you'll marry me. And you'll become my wife. You'll be mine forever.
You, Freddy.
You are such a tease, but that's what I love about you, Angel.
Good God, Freddy. Could you guys keep it down? I'm trying to have my me time, and I can't when I can literally see you guys having sex in here.
Damn, Fazbear. Yeah, I thought you didn't have it in you. Looks like what's wrong about you, big guy.
Wait, so you two are... Oh, I knew it! I knew you two had something going on. Oh, this is so cute.
Calm down there, dollface. You're gonna overheat yourself over this.
Can you guys please keep this shit down? I can't even hear myself think with you guys fucking in here like wild dogs.
But Freddy is a bear, Roxy. Not a dog. Oh, also congrats on the marriage, you two.
You heard that?
We heard y'all through the wall, short stack. Honestly, marriage seems to fit old Fez, but well, he gives off the dad vibe already with the kids, so I'm sure he'll make a great husband.
My apologies, everyone. We'll be much quieter than we, do it. But do you mind leaving us be? Especially since my angel is still in the nude. I'd rather not share this side of her with anyone else.
Whatever, Freddy. Let's go, guys.
Bye, you two lovebirds, you.
What are you doing, Angel?
Putting my clothes back on? Or at least what's left of them. Figured since we're done, that I better head back to work.
Did I say you could do that, my superstar? Because I don't believe I did.
I just thought that... Hey!
I already said I'd get you a new uniform. And besides...